Today's shir is Masechta Hayriyos Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Ches on the Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom, towards the bottom of the Ovid. It says the Mishnah Ein Chayovim Al Shmias Kol, as we discussed in our previous shir. If somebody asked them to say Edus, and then the person denied falsely that he doesn't know Edus on his behalf, and then he admits that he was wrong. And here, how do we have a case of Beis Din making a mistake? Where what happened here was that Beis Din told this individual, you don't have to say testimony, and that was incorrect because it was a situation that he was supposed to say testimony. That's Shmitus Vasayim. Again, somebody made a shur that he's not going to eat, and Beis Din told him that he may violate his shvua, and it was an incorrect psak. Beis Din told the person who was tamei that he may enter the base of Migdash, he may eat kachim, and again, this was an incorrect psak. For all of these averis, as we've been learning in our shurim, that Torah tells us that the punishment is carbon, if you did a b'shoigig, it's carbon oil of yirid. And as we've been learning, that there is no par halam davar shel tzibur in a case where the carbon that was brought would be brought if the saveira was violated b'shoigig would be a carbon oil of yirid. Of course, the Rishonim come to teach us that what is this? We've already learned this halacha. So Rashi says that we're going to be learning that there's a machlokes. What is the halacha by a nasi? And because the Mishnah wants to introduce what will be the nasi by how a carbon oil of a yirid, the Mishnah reviewed all of the halachas that we've been speaking about till now. There's a dasa discussion that the Rosh discusses. What would be the halacha if Beis Din made a mistake regarding a carbon that would bring a carbon oil of a yirid? And we're learning that in that case, there is no par halam davar shel tzibur. The question is, will the yochid still have to bring the carbon oil of a yirid? The Rosh has a back and forth, and it seems that he holds that he would have to bring a carbon oil of a yirid. V'nasi kiyotz behem. And the Mishnah teaches us that Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the opinion is that it just like the Beis Din doesn't bring a carbon by a situation that we just discussed, which is a carbon oil of yirid, says the Gemara that would be the halacha regarding the nasi, that the nasi doesn't bring a carbon oil of yirid in. If he does an aver that comes with that punishment. Rekiva Imer, Nasi Chai Bekulan, that the Nasi does bring a carbon oil of a yirid by Bitis Vasayim, by Tumas Mezvi Kedoshev. The only place, says Reb Yossi, that he wouldn't bring a carbon oil of a yirid is Shmias Koil, that if Beis Din asked the person to make the Melech make a Shvua to say Edus, and the Melech falsely swore that he doesn't know, and then he admits that he does know Edus, then the halacha of carbon oil of yirid would not be applicable there. Because HaMelech Leidav Leidon, I say, a Melech is not called to say testimony, and Loi Meid, nor is he does he say testimony, Loi Meid, and I say, nor is testimony said about him. So therefore, the whole rule of Beis Din doesn't apply. So Tosfos Yontif points out that the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says that these dinim about a Melech being excluded from all of the halachas of Beis Din only apply by Malchus Yisrael. But when we speak about Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis David are not excluded. So the question is, what is an Mishnah say that by Malchus Beis David should also be chayiv a carbon oil of a yirid. So the Tosfos Yontif seems to say that even though that the Melech of Malchi Yisrael are included in the Dite Dinim, the Melech Malchi Beis Yisrael still have the right to choose not to participate, because if they feel that it would take away from the Kavod HaMalchus. So even though it's not as blanket of a rule as it is by Malchi Yisrael, it's still a rule that the Malchi Beis Dovid have a right to exercise. And since it's a rule that the Malchi Beis Dovid have a right to exercise, it's enough of a reason, he says, that the Melech doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yirid in a case of a din tyra. As it says, who says that a nasi never brings a carbon oil of yirid, Amakrab, because the pasuk says regarding the halachas of shuas edus and bittus for sayim and tunas megdish kedoshav, vayikiyashim laachas me'elab. That if somebody did one of these averis, then the halachas you bring a carbon oil of yirid. Teaches us the Gemara, Kalmas Chayiv b'kol achas, anyone who could be chayiv for all of the examples for which there is a carbon oil of a yirid, Mischayiv b'kulan, then is the subject of carbon oil of a yirid. However, she'en Mischayiv b'achas, someone who is exempt from one of the halachas of a carbon oil of a yirid, then the halacha is a Mischayiv b'kulan, then he's exempt from all of them. Therefore, since, as we just learned, he's exempt from Tumas Migdash V'Kedashav, once he's exempt from Tumas Migdash V'Kedashav, he's also exempt from Shmiras Kol, he's exempt from the whole parasha carbon oil of Yerid. Veimit, says the Gemara, we can make a counter-argument. Mischai Bachsmahen, if one of the cases of carbon oil of Yerid are applicable, Mischai Bachsmahen, Afvashin Mischai B'Kulan, just because he's exempt from some, should not exempt them from all. Says the Gemara, Al Tam de Rabbi Yosef Glili Mihacha. The basis of Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is based on the following Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Hai Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nemar, the Torah says regarding the carbon oil of Yared, Vim loy sagia yodai. The Nemar, and also says, loy sasik yodai. So as we've been discussing, the whole concept of a carbon oil of Yared is that it's dependent on somebody's financial situation. Somebody who could, Baruch Hashem, afford it, brings a behemoth for a carbon. Otherwise, you bring two birds. Otherwise, you bring a carbon mincha. So it teaches us the Gemara, Misha Baladei in this Vishiris, somebody who could be wealthy or not wealthy, that's the person who is subject to carbon oil of Yared. Yotzanasi, but when we speak about a king, Mashiach, Shame Baram Vadei Anayis, they don't have ever the situation that they can't afford. Since they can't never have a situation that they can't afford, they're not in the parish of Kamen Oil Vyarid. Nasi, how do we know by a Nasi that he never comes to that situation? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechtav Ochas Ach Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alakav, Mi She'ein Al Gabav El Hashem Alakav. The Melech Yisrael only has a Hashem that is above him. Everybody else he has no fear of. And since there's nobody to fear of, he also has, Baruch Hashem, the financial means that he doesn't have become poor. Mashiach, when we speak about the Kohen Gadol, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the Kohen Gadol, V'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav. What does that mean? Shugadol Me'achav, the Kohen Gadol has to be greater than all the other Kohanim Benoi in beauty. And the reason, explaining the Mefarshim, why is it so important that the Kohen Gadol be so good looking, is because we want that people should respect him. And people typically respect a good looking individual. B'koyach, he should be very strong. And the pshat here I saw is that being a king, it could tire you out. And therefore, it's important that the king be a strong individual who's able to take all of the pressure and the hard work that's involved in being a king. B'chachma, he obviously has to be wealthy. B'ba'isher, he has to be wealthy. He should not be dependent on other people. Acherim Omrim, Menayin. How do we know? Shim Einloi, that if the Kohen Gadol does not have his own financial ability, that the Torah says, Gadleu Mishalachav, that it, the other Kohanim should spend money to make sure that he has the financial wherewithal. Tamiloyma HaKohen Gadol Mi'echav, HaShayutza HaRoishai. And from here, the Halacha teaches us, Gadleu Mishalachav. We have the obligation, Gadleu Mishalachav. If he isn't independently wealthy, then everybody else should help him get to that financial point that he is wealthy. I saw that the Ben Yoyada asks a question. Chachma, we know, is the most important thing, and wisdom. So why is that mentioned first? So he answers that the list that's given here is given according to what comes to a person first. A person, when he's young, you could see that he's strong. Then afterwards, you could see that he's very good looking. And only afterwards could he get wealthy. And then after a number of years where he, Baruch Hashem, has had the opportunity to learn, does his chachma develop? And we're learning here that God lay mishalachav, that we have the ability to make, we have to make sure that he has the financial ability to be able to be kohen gadol. And frankly, the main point is that he should not be required to rely on other people. The Noam HaMelech explains that wealth, we know, is that not that important. Money is not what's important in life. But he explains, when a person takes his financial ability to use it for avodas Hashem, not for his own benefit, then that's something that's extremely possible. That's what he says. Gadleu, we should make the Kohen Gadol have money, mi'achiv, that everybody should see that his wealth is used in the proper way. But the Sefer HaVisholm says, Gadleu Mishalachav. The Kohen Gadol, of course, as we're learning, is a very important person in Klal Yisrael. And he could easily come to believe that he's really great. So he should understand, Gadleu Mishalachav. His greatness is not his own. Gadleu Mishalachav is only because of his brothers. It's only because he's feeding off his brothers, and the other Kahanim are great individuals. Gadleu Mishalachav, that's what makes him great. I saw that the Sefer Magid Varav Yaakov says, Im Einloi, the Gemara says, Einloi, if he doesn't have his own, Gadleu Mishalachav. If he is an individual who Einloi, that he is a person that doesn't believe that he is worthwhile. Ain't like his view of himself is a very modest view. Then Gadleu Mishalachav. Then he's the individual that is worthy to be the Kohen, that is worthy to be the Kohen Gadol. If he thinks that he's great, then he's not worthy to be the Kohen Gadol. And this opens up a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim, if it's appropriate to take money from other people, particularly if somebody is learning Torah, is it the right thing to ask other people to support you or not? And the Tashbatz says that our Gemara teaches us that when we have a Kohen Gadol, it's supposed to take from Mishalachav. So maybe from here we should see that a Kohen Gadol should take, the Kohen Gadol should rely on other people. And there's a very interesting tshuva in the Igros Moshe. He says that many Talmid Chachamim who learn in Kollel get a stipend. And the discussion that Rav Moshe has in Yoredei Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Tov Zayin is that somebody who says that he doesn't want to rely on other people, the famous Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, Mish Yochel Espanis Migi Kapov, somebody who could take care of himself such an individual should not take from other people. The Rambam says, Eis lasis l'Hashem, hafer teresecha, if there's no other option, then the halacha allows him to take from other people. But clearly, it is the opinion of the Rambam that is much preferable not to have to rely on other people. And the question that is discussed is, should this person, and this is the psak of the Ramah, that as well in Yoridei Simen Resh Mem Vav Sif Chaf Aleph, says that if a person doesn't have to rely on other people, it's better. So the person here doesn't want to take a koil stipend. Is that the right thing or not? So he says that of course he should take, because by having that type of financial stability and security, that makes that the person will be able to learn better. And even if he feels that he'll be fine, he has enough bitachon, he feels that he's okay and he doesn't want to rely on other people, his family, who have to rely, who also he has to support, may feel more secure knowing that they have this income. And therefore, by him taking the approach that I don't want to rely on other people, is not necessarily the proper approach. And Rav Moshe says it's not even a midas chasidus not to take from others. Barmine continues the Gemara. Barmine Ravina Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. Nasi shenetzdara. A nasi became a metzora, and because of that, while he's a metzora, he can't be the melech. He can't be the nasi. Mahu. Does he bring a carbon oil of a yared at that point? Because we're learning a nasi doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yared. What about at that point? How do we understand the question? It says the word mitchadaki or miftapati. Does the nasius make that he doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yared, and therefore it's only while he's a nasi, but when he's not a nasi, he brings a carbon oil of a yared, or mitchadaki? Or the way to understand it is he's permanently exempt from a carbon oil of a yared. Amalach, so Amalai, so Nachum said, Ben Yitzchak said to Ravina, from which money do you want him to take? Midlach, from your money, or the Gaza, or from his treasure houses? He says that the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, even if Chas V'Sholem, the Melech, loses his position of being Melech because he became a Mitzayra, the Melech is very, very wealthy. And as I saw the Yad Ramah explains, because he was Melech, he had access to significant financial ability, and that remains forever. Once that's the case, he's not an individual who's a carbon oil of a yared individual. Because a carbon oil of a yared individual, we keep on saying, is an individual who could come to have to bring the poor man's carbon. He will never be the individual that's going to have to bring the poor man's carbon. Since he's never going to be the individual that's going to have to bring the carbon, that type of a carbon, that's why he's permanently, he says, exempt from being a carbon oil of a yard. Tanya Bekiva Omer, Mashiach, Pata Mekulon. A Kain HaMashiach, Kain Gadol, doesn't have to bring a carbon oil of a yard ever. Says the Gemara Omerov of my Tamda Bekiva, what is the basis for this Psak? Omakra. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol would have to bring every day a carbon mincha made up of an Asiris Eifa of Soilus, an Asiris Eifa of flour. And half of it was brought, they made 12 chalas, half were burnt in the morning, and half were brought in the afternoon. The Kohen Hedyot would bring this carbon once. The day he was inaugurated to do the Avodah, he would have to bring this carbon. So says the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Zeh carbon Aaron Bonav. And the word Zeh comes to teach us, Zuba Chayvela. This is the only type of carbon mincha that he'll have to bring. Ve'enacheres bal Chayvela, he's never going to have to bring other type of carbon mincha. But if, as we're learning now, when we speak about carbon oil of Yairut, sometimes you bring a carbon mincha. So it could not be that Kohen Gadol would have to bring it, because the Torah says that the only carbon mincha he could ever have to bring is that of Siris Eifa. Veima, so ask the Gemara, yes, the Kima Madle Rachmana, this that the Torah exempted him, is Medala Dalas. that when the Kohen Gadol, when a person, as we're learning, is extremely poor, and since when the person is extremely poor, the halacha is he doesn't have to bring a carbon, he doesn't have to bring, he can't bring a carbon mincha. But maybe, as we just learned, that Seir Seifa, that the only carbon that the Kohen Gadol, that the only carbon he's exempt, he only brings the Seir Seifa, no other type of carbon mincha. But how do we know that that's brought by Dala Dallas? Avo Anis, the two birds that are brought when a person is not that poor, or a shiris, or the animal that's brought when the person could afford the kisbo sira, maybe loy mata rechmana, and maybe that carbon the Kohen Gadol should bring. Says the Marloy Sakadata. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chipol of a Kohen al chatosoy, asher chata b'achas me'ela, when it speaks about these kabonis. Says the Gemara, Miskapa b'achas, Miskapa b'kulam. A person who's a candidate for one type of carbon oil of a yorid is a candidate for all types of carbon oil of a yorid. However, Sh'em Miskapa, the carbon, the Kohen Gadol, who is exempt from one of the types, the carbon mincha of the carbon oila is exempt from, Elim Skap Kulon is not a candidate for any of the others either. Ask the Gemara, El Meata Diksiv, when the Torah speaks about the different situations for which there are carbon oil of Yerid, Shvus Eidus Tumas Medish Vigdashav, Shvus Bitui. So ask the Gemara, why don't we learn this pasuk similarly, and say that the pasuk says v'hoyu ki yashem lachs me'ela hachnami kol ha'mischai be'achas mischai be'kulon. Anyone who could be a candidate for any one of these kind of kabbonis could be a candidate in all situations. However, she'enem mischai be'achas, if he's not a candidate for one of them, enem mischai be'kulon. So if that would be the case, the din that we just learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of the shir, Alom Tnan, the Bekiva Oyman Nasi Chai Chutz Mishmias Kol, but we learned that the Nasi is exempt from Shmias Kol, and that should lead us to understand that if he's exempt from Shmias Kol, he's exempt from everything. Answers the Gemara, Abai Varav Adam Ritavayu, May Achas, when it says the word May Achas Mashmalei, that he understands that to mean that if you can't bring all the types, you don't bring any of the type. Le Achas, but the word lachas to say that if you're not a candidate for one situation, you're not a candidate for all the situations, then you're not. That he didn't accept that type of drosha. So ask the Gemara, why from Mayachas is he learning that if you can't bring one type, you don't bring any? Why? Says the Gemara, the Kasser Rachmal B'Soif. After the Torah spoke about the dinim of the carbon oil of Yairit, when the Torah says Gaba Siris Eifa, remember the called Machaiba Siris Eifa Machaiba Kulon, to teach us that only somebody who could bring all of them could bring the rest. This Akatatim Schreiba Achas, Abishem Schreiba Kulon, Nichtavel Haima Achas Bedalus, Inami Bashiris. The fact that it's mentioned specifically by that carbon is to teach us that given that the Kohen Gadol can't bring the carbon mincha, he doesn't bring any. Says the Mishnah, Kol mitzvah shebetar shechayev is adon akaris v'shigigos achatis. For any avera that the punishment of a mezid is karis and b'shagig is chatis. Yochid, if an individual violated such an avera, the aloch is he brings a karm chatis, which is a kisba asira. A nasi who did that would bring a karm chatis from a sar, and the Mashiach and the Kohen Gadol would bring in such a situation, a par lachatis. Avodas kechavim, if the avera was about avodah zarah, yochid v'nasi v'mashiach mivin sa'ira, they would bring a carbon a sa'ira for their chatis. Ubezdin gave an incorrect psak regarding avodah zarah, and the tzibur followed that incorrect psak, then the kabbonis that are brought are par v'sar, the par is brought as a carbon oila, and the sar is brought as a carbon chatas. Oshim toli, as we've been discussing, if somebody had two pieces of meat, one was kosher and one was not, and he ate one of them and he doesn't know if the meat that he ate was the kosher meat or the non-kosher meat, Yochid v'nasi chayavim. The Nasi and the Yochid bring an Ashim Tali in such a situation. Mashiach, but the Kohen Gadol, or Bezdin, don't bring an Ashim Tali. Ashim Vadai, the Torah speaks about a number of situations where you bring an Ashim Vadai. The Torah speaks about Sham Gzela, where somebody was said that you took money from me, and then he swears falsely that he didn't, and then he admits that he did. If somebody did Me'ila, Sham Me'ilis, he used something of Hegdish B'shoigig, Sham Shifcha Charufa. If somebody had relations with a Shifcha who's half free and half Shifcha, and a Sham Naziris, if somebody was a Nazir, and then during his term of Naziris, he became Talui, he became Tamei, then he has to bring a Karban Asham, and then he counts the Naziris. Starts counting the Naziris again. Hashem Mitzayra. After a Mitzayra becomes Tar, one of the Kabbanis he has to bring is a Karban Asham. Says the Mishnah, Hashem Vadai, Hayochid Vanosi Vamashiach Hayovim. All of them, if they have the circumstance, have to bring that Karban. Bezdin, if Bezdin gave it an incorrect psak regarding the situation that carries with it an Asham Vadai, Pturim. There's no carbon. We learned that a carbon oil of yard is brought al shmias kol, but somebody falsely denied that he knew Adis and then admits that he does. Al bitis v'saim, somebody violated a shvua. Val tumas migdash v'kadosh, if somebody enters the base of migdash where it's kachim when he's tamei. Bezdin, if bezdin paskin incorrectly in any of these types of situations, pturim. There is no carbon oil of Yod. Hayach v'nasvi ha-Mashiach, chayovim are chayiv. But again, as we learned and will learn, it depends on the situation. El she'en kohen gadol Mashiach chayiv al-tumas medesh kadoshav, divrei Shimon. A kohen gadol doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yod if he entered the base of Mikdash or a kodesh when he was tamei. Or me'ahem mevi'in, what carbon do the nasi in the kohen Mashiach bring if they violated one of these things? Carbon oil of Yairid. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Elazar Amar Nasi Mevi Sar, just like whenever the Nasi does an Avera, B'shoigig, we learned in our Mishnah that the Nasi brings a Sar. Here too, the Halacha would be that he brings, a carbon that's a Sar. Begins the Gemara. Tanya of Shim Hayanoisa Klal. He would give the following rule: Kol Shiyachid Ashim Tali. Whenever Yachid brings an Ashim Tali, Hanasi Kiyotzeba. So too is the halacha of the Nasi. But Yachid Kol Shiyachid Shiyach Ashim Tali Hanasi Kiyotzeba. The Nasi also brings an Ashim Tali. Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, Ubezdin, Pturim, don't. For Koshi Basha Vadai, wherever the situation calls for an Ashim Vadai, Hanasi Mashiach Kiyotzbem, both the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol also will bring an Ashim Vadai, Ubezdin, Pturim. Shmias Koil, Bitis Vasayim, Tumas Mengdish Gedoshev, Bezdin, Pturim, these are all circumstances of carbon oil of a Yared, Bezdin are exempt. Nasi Mashiach Chayavim Achay B'Kar Oil V'Yared El She'en HaNasi Chay B'Shmias Kol. As we learned at the beginning of our shir, there is no carbon that the Nasi brings by Shvuas Ha'edis, because as we learned, the Melech Loi Meid V'Loi Meidim Ma'asai V'Loi Mashiach, the carbon, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a carbon oil V'Yared for Tumas Medes V'Kedoshav. Kol Sheba Oil V'Yared, wherever there's a dinner carbon oil V'Yared, Nasi Kiyotzibai, the Nasi also brings a carbon oil of Yared, Mashiach Abezdin Peturim. Ask the Gemara immediately, Hakasha. We have a contradiction here. Amrit, E Mashiach Chayiv, Betomas Magdosh V'Gadoshav. First, we learn that the Kohen Gadol does not bring a carbon oil of Yared for Tumas Magdosh V'Gadoshav, which seems to indicate, but Tumas Magdosh V'Gadoshav the Potter, that Tumas Magdosh V'Gadoshav, he doesn't have to bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, by Shmias Karl Abitis Vasayim, he would be chayiv to bring the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, would be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yored. Amos sefer, but then ask the Gemara, let's learn the sefer. Koshu b'oil v'yored, for wherever there is a situation of oil v'yored, Nasi ki yotz ben, the Nasi also brings Mashiach p'turim, k'tani Mashiach obezna p'turim, that the Mishnah treats the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, similarly as the Beis Din. That as we've been learning in our Shiurim, Ma Beis Din Patur Mekulam, the Beis Din is never chayiv for Karm Oil V'Yorid. Doesn't that indicate that Af Mashiach never brings Karm Oil V'Yorid? Not just does he not bring a Karm Oil V'Yorid by Thomas Midrash for Kedoshav, but he never brings Patur Mekulam. He never brings a carbon oil v'yared. So ask the Gemara, Kasha Adadi, that's a stira. The Ramah asks, that why does the Gemara only ask a stira when we're speaking about the Kohen HaMashiach? We could have also asked the stira by the Nasi. The Reisha says that the Nasi is potter on Shmias Kol, and then the Mishnah, the Braisa said, whenever there's a situation of kolim ba'oil v'yorid, nasi kiyotzboi, which seems to teach us that the nasi is always chayv a kolim ba'oil v'yorid. Says the Ramah, when the Braisa said nasi kiyotzboi, he didn't mean to say that the nasi is treated completely like the yochid. He says that where there's a situation that he violated in other averis, he's going to bring a kolim ba'oil v'yorid, and he doesn't bring the sar. Whereas the Kohen Gadol, we have a much more fundamental stira. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Hunu B'Reidu Yeshua Loikasha. Kam B'Dalas, that when it comes to bring birds, the Braisa says that the bird carbon that is brought B'Dalas, not B'Dali Dalas, the Aloch is, the Kohen Mashiach is not going to bring it by Tumas Midrash B'Gedoshav, but by the other cases, he will bring the birds. Kam B'Dali Dalas, as we learned earlier in our shir, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol never brings a carbon mincha besides the Asiris Eifa. Since the Kohen Gadol never brings a carbon mincha besides the Asiris Eifa, so if we will have a Kohen Gadol who can only afford a carbon mincha, and he did one of the averis, not Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, to carry with it the obligation to bring a carbon mincha and carbon oil v'yared, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't bring it because he never brings any other type of carbon mincha besides the situation of a Seir Sefer. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now explains why does the carbon Gadol, says the Gemara, not bring a carbon mincha, but can bring birds. Says the Gemara, Shimon Savala Rabbi Akiva Bechada. Shimon somewhat agrees with Rabbi Akiva, or Palagle Bechada, but somewhat disagrees. Savala Rabbi Akiva, the Bedal Das Potter, he says, as we learned earlier, that since the Torah, when it speaks about the carbon of a Seir Sa'efa, says Ze carbon Aaron. So from here we learn, like we just said, that the Kohen Gadol only brings a carbon mincha by the Seir Sefer that he brings every day, no other case. But Apologlei B'Dalas, Rabbi Akiva said that once the Kohen Gadol can't bring the carbon mincha by Dali Dalas, so he becomes entirely exempt from the rules of carbon oil of Yoyrit. Regarding that, he disagrees. He says just because he's exempt from the carbon of Dali Dalas doesn't mean he's entirely exempt, and the carbon of the bird or the carbon of the behema, which he is able to bring, he should bring. Elisha and Kohen Gadol, continues the Gemara, we learned that Kohen Gadol doesn't bring by Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. Why is the Kohen Gadol exempt from being treated like everybody else when it comes to the carbon of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav? Amechiski my Talmud of Shimon, says the Gemara Diksiv, but the Torah says the situation of Thomas Melech Gdashov. The pasuk says v'nikrusa nefshe him toich akol, mi shekabana shovel kol. Somebody who has the carbon together with everyone else is obligated by Tumas Mizik Yudoshev. Yotzu Zeb, Shein Kabon and Shavu Bekol. On Yom Kippur, we, Klal Yisrael, have a kapara, as we learned in Masechta Shavuos, for Tumas Mizik Yudoshev, with the Sar Lashem. The Kohen Gadol has the kapara on Tumas Mizik Yudoshev with the par. And therefore, since he's not in the same category as the rest of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur with the Aver of Tumas Mizik Yudoshev, he's also not treated like the rest of Klal Yisrael with the carbon oil of the yard by Tumas Mizik Yudoshev. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning, MK Nosen Nami Ein Kamona Shavu L'Kol. Because a Nos all year round, if Klal Yisrael act improperly, based on an incorrect psak of the Beis Din, they bring a parallel on Davish Tzibur. The Nasi, when he makes a mistake, brings a Sawyer. So we see that he's not treated the same way. So he should also be exempt from the carbon of Tumas Mizik Yudoshev. So the focus is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when we bring the Sawyer L'Hashem, it doesn't just work for, it works not only for Klal Yisrael, it works for the Nasi as well. Ask the Gemara Kain, Kaharim Navi L'Shavu L'Kol. If that's what's guiding us, so in Yom Kippur, when we bring a Kaban for Tumas Mizik for Kedoshav, all the Kahanim are have a Kapara, the Kapara of Yom Kippurim, they have the Kapara with the Par, and we have the Kapara with the Sar. So why should any coin bring a carbon for Tumas Mizik? Says the Gemara, although on Yom Kippur the Kahanim are separated out, Kahanim Shavu'ot Kol B'Shai Mitzvot D'Shana Kula. The rest of the year, they are not separated out. Says the Gemara, but Mashiach Nami Hashavu'ot Shai Mitzvot D'Shana. If that's the case, the all year round, if the halach is that a Beis Din made a mistake, as we began our Masechta, and based on that mistake, Klal Yisrael acted, and a parallel Dovah Shetzibah is brought, that parallel Dovah Shetzibah is not only for us, it's for the Kohen Gadol also. So if there's a case where the Kohen Gadol is treated the same as the rest of Klal Yisrael, that's enough that he should be considered all the same. So why don't we say that, ask the Gemara, on as far as this carbon as well. Somebody whose Aveira is the same as when everybody else does an Aveira. If a regular person did an Aveira, the halacha is he brings a karma chattis. And the Nasi who did an Aveira, not based on erroneous psak, is also brings a carbon. So such an individual is chayiv by a carbon by Tumas Mizik V'Kedoshav. Whereas a Kohen Gadol, as we've been learning in our Masechta, he doesn't bring his carbon unless it was a mistaken psak and acted improperly on that mistake. So since the Kohen Gadol is different than everyone else just brings a carbon when they did a mistake, b'shagig, he has to have a wrong psak. That's why he's treated differently, and he doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yard for Tumas Mizik V'Kedoshev. Rabbi Elazar Ben Nosi Mevi Sar explains the Gemara what did Rabbi Elazar mean to say. When Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah that a Nosi brings a Sar that for carbon that another person, that regular Jew would bring carbon oil of a yard, is regarding the Tumas Mizik V'Kedoshev. Hoyel V'Nema Chorus. In other words, we learned earlier that if the Nasi did an Aveira, which is an Aveira which is Bezdoina Karz Gos Echatis, he brings a Sawyer. Tells us Rebbe Elazar that if the Nasir did an Aveira, which is Zedoina Karz, but not Gos Echatis, example being Tumas Migdish Vigdosov, that a regular Jew, if he did the Aveira of Tumas Mizik V'Kedoshev, B'mezid, Rachman Tzlan, he's Chayiv Karis, B'shogik, he brings a carbon oil V'yarid, the halacha here will be that the Nasi will bring a Sar, because that that the Nasri will bring, since it's similar, he'll be like the rest of Klai Yisrael. But if the Nasri did an aver with Shvuos Pitui, which is not aver if it's done a Karshish Gosse Chattis, it's carbon oil of Yorid. Rabbi Elazar says that the Nasri, there's going to be a difference between Tumas Mitzvah of Gedashov and Shvuos Pitui. Amar Papa Hachnam Mestabra. These are that where Rabbi Elazar agrees that and even though he's saying that the Nasi brings a Sawyer, but something which is not Sadaina Karas, he'll agree you bring a Kamar Ayla Yarid. This Akadatach, Rabbi Elazar Kulan Kamar, that Rabbi Elazar means to teach us that in all situations where a regular Yisrael brings a Kamar Ayla Yarid, the Nasi will bring a Sar, Mechti. Sar Nasi, or Pamashiach, Makam Yach Lachatus Kai. These are the Kabbanas that are brought instead, when a regular Jew will bring a katas, a kispa seira, the Nasi is treated differently. He brings a sar. The Mashiach is treated differently. He brings a par. Nasni nami. So we should, if that's the way we're learning, so Rabbi Elazar should have said that the Mashiach may be par b'shmi is called bitis v'sayim. We just finished learning that the only common oil of yored the Nasi is the Mashiach is exempt from is Tumas Minis v'kedoshav. But when it comes to Shmias Kolobitus Vasayim, he's treated like everyone else. So if Rabbi Elazar says treated like everyone else means that where everyone else will bring the Karm Oil of Yared, the Nasi brings a Sar, then the Halacha should be that the Kayin, Mashiach, should bring a Par. Adam Eloik Tani, since Rabbi Elazar did not say that by the Mashiach, Shmamina Atumas Magdash of Koy, the Mashiach Potter, and what the Mishnah is teaching us is that by Bitis Vasayim and Shmias Kol, the Nasi and the Mashiach bring a Karmen Oil of Yared like everyone else. By Tumas Mitzvah V'Gedoshav, there the Halach will be, as we just finished learning, that the Kohen is entirely, the Kohen Mashiach is entirely exempt, and the Nasi will bring a Sar. Omalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson Rav Papa Mamai. How do you know that Rav Elazar is only talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav? Dilma Rav Elazar Kulon Koy. Maybe Rav Elazar is referring to all situations for which there's a carbon oil of a yored. And he's telling us that the Nasi brings a Sawyer Mashiach. When it comes to Mashiach, Savala Kribi Kiva, he holds like Kribi Kiva, the Mashiach Pat Mekulon. In other words, the reason the Mishnah did not speak about the Mashiach by Karmen Oil of Yared, because he follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that says that a Mashiach never brings a Karmen Oil of Yared. He's completely exempt, as we've been learning, because since he can't bring the Karmen Milch, he doesn't bring it at all. Amalei, Rabbi Kiva, Mikapatle Par, where Rabbi Kiva said that the Kai Mashiach, did he mean to say that he entirely Potter? Since the Karban Mashiach is Chayiv in a par, he should have mentioned, Rabbi Elazar should have mentioned in the Mishnah. And just like he says that the Nasi brings a Sar, the Kohen Gadol should bring a par. The fact that he didn't say that is a proof that Rabbi Elazar was only referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, where the Nasi is going to bring a Sar, and the Kohen Mashiach is entirely exempt. V'sulei midi. Amar Rav Yochanan, and there's nothing more to discuss. Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Elazar, Shein Mevi Oshem. But Rav Elazar agrees that the Nasi doesn't bring an Oshem Tali. Says the Gemara, Tana Tanaka made Rav Sheshes, Oshem Tali Baal Tumas Medu Gedoshav. If the Nasi has a question, if he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei, or a Kachem when he's Tamei, he brings an Oshem Tali. Amalei Rav Sheshes said to that Talmud, Dom Lachmani, Rav Elazar he, Dom Mahoyev Nema by Kurs Bekavua, Maisi Nasi Sarala. Rav Elazar holds that since the Nasi brings a Sawyer by Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, he say that he also will bring an Oshem Tali if he has a Sofik. But ask the Gemara, and why are you saying that he brings an Oshem Tali? He maybe indeed brings a Sawyer, And maybe he does bring a carbon by Tumas Nodesh of Kedoshov, but it doesn't mean that he should bring an Ashim Talui, contrary to what we just learned, that he doesn't bring an Ashim Talui. And the Gemara indeed says, Kasha, that's something that remains as a question. Hanu l'chayru k'ay Mashiach, Hanu l'chayru k'ay Mashiach, Hanu l'chayru k'ay Mashiach.